Hey, this is Adam Sorensen, politics producer at Time.com. Welcome to the very first edition of The Call, a weekly talk with Time's political reporters about what they've been working on and the top stories of the week. Joining me today are Karen Tumulty, Time's national political correspondent, and Kate Pickard, our healthcare staff writer.
Karen, why don't you start us off with telling us about the story you wrote for the magazine this week about Spector's re-election battle in Pennsylvania.
Okay, sure.
You were on the ground there and
spent
a bit of time with him. What's the mood like?
Well, I think that, you know, there's no place better in the country to look than Pennsylvania if you really want to get a sense of how much politics has really turned upside down in the past year. Last April, when Arlen Specter decided to switch from the Republican to the Democratic Party, in part because he could not have survived a primary in the increasingly conservative Republican Party after having been one of only three senators to support the Obama stimulus plan. You know, it looked like a really smart political move. But now, you know, everything that looked down last year is up, and everything that looked up last year is down. And so he's finding himself really under assault now from the left and the right.
Now, tell me about Pat Toomey. He's the Republican candidate.
Yeah, Pat Toomey is a candidate who 6 years ago came within a whisper of beating Arlen Specter in the Republican primary. But he's a very conservative. He used to head an organization called the Club for Growth, which is a well-financed kind of small government tax-cutting organization. And, you know, just about a year ago, his own party was writing off his chances. They really felt that in the, you know, in the wake of Obama's election, that somebody as conservative as Pat Toomey really didn't stand a chance in a swing state like Pennsylvania, which Obama had carried pretty handily. Well, now, Toomey is, in fact, leading in many of the polls.
Now, Joe Sestak is giving Specter a primary challenge from the left, correct?
Yeah, ironically enough, Joe Sestak, retired Navy admiral, I believe he's a now third-term congressman, or second-term congressman, Joe Sestak looked like he was the dream Democratic candidate to run against Arlen Specter back when Arlen Specter was a Republican. But once Arlen Specter decided to change parties, the, you know, Obama promised to campaign for him, as did Governor Ed Rendell, and they essentially tried to nudge Joe Sestak out of the race. Well, that didn't work. And now Sestak is really in a battle for the hearts and minds of Democrats against Arlen Specter, who is a, you know, recent convert to the cause.
What do you think the most interesting factor going forward is? Are the Tea Parties at play here? Is healthcare going to be an issue? What do you think is the most important thing to watch for?
I think right now this state is going to look like a perfect test case of whether the Democrats can sell this healthcare plan if and when it passes.
Kate, do you want to talk a little bit about what happened this week in health reform?
Yeah, sure. The week went by with healthcare headlines every day, although there wasn't a lot of big news that actually happened. What's going on right now is Nancy Pelosi is trying to figure out how she can cobble together a simple majority in the House to be able to get through in some way the Senate bill and also a package of changes to that Senate bill that will satisfy her members in the House. Meanwhile, the Republicans are really, really trying to scare a lot of House Democrats into not believing that the Senate will be able to make to pass the changes that the House needs in order to be satisfied. So while Nancy Pelosi is trying to keep her members together, the GOP is doing its best to sort of kind of tear at that fabric in the coming weeks.
President Obama has just announced that he's delaying his trip to Asia, which was originally scheduled to begin Thursday. Why do you think he's doing that? He's only delayed it for 3 days. Is that really enough time to make a big difference?
It's a good question. Maybe 3 days will make a difference. Maybe it won't. It seems unlikely that it's a guarantee things will get done before he does leave. I think probably the reason he changed his trip, he was originally supposed to take his family with him, and they're not going now, and he's going a couple of days later. I think sort of the optics of it were very bad. I think, you know, they could foresee that it would be, here's Obama's most important domestic priority, and he's on spring break when it really comes down to crunch time. So I think they realized that that was a possibility, and that's definitely something they wanted to avoid. So, you know, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, have, you know, been really trying to resist deadlines that the House is that the White House has been trying to hold them to. But certainly, they've got to make some really definitive progress in the next week or two, or I think everything changes. Karen, do you agree with that? Or
yeah, I think so. I mean, we are now finally, as many times as we've seen these deadlines shift, and as many times as they told us, no, now we're at the finish line. This really is the finish line.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too. They've used up, they've expended all the political capital that was in the bank here. So so this is pretty much it.
Is anything going to change when the Congressional Budget Office releases their score of the president's changes? I mean, is this going to win over some House Democrats, or is it more just kind of a formality that they have to get out of the way before moving ahead?
I think that it's one of formality, but I think also once the CBO score is released, what they're actually scoring will be released. So that's the package of changes that Nancy Pelosi is promising her members will eventually become final law. A lot of the House Democrats aren't terribly excited about some of the provisions in the Senate bill. So they're really looking to see what this package of fixes will be. So that will come along with the CBO score. I think also if the CBO score comes back favorably, as in, you know, not increasing the deficit and keeping, you know, spending in a, you know, in the budget that they'd like to, I think it gives cover for a lot of the House Democrats to say, okay, this is fiscally responsible. And I think it's, you know, it's very unlikely the CBO score would come back unfavorably because they're tweaking the package and getting opinions from CBO throughout the process, really trying to ensure that they, you know, get a score back that looks good.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kate. I think there will be absolutely no surprises in this CBO score because, you know, they have spent the last year massaging these numbers.
The Democrats have really locked themselves into this timeline here. Not only Obama's trip, but Representative Jim Clyburn said today, he's the majority whip, that he really does expect a vote in the next 10 days, and you know, that would be before Obama left. Are they getting themselves in trouble by talking about this deadline, or is this something that's really realistic? And what do you think the chances are they actually get it through in that time?
If 10 days shifts to 12 or 14, you know, that's entirely possible. But I really do think they're out of time here. The elections are getting closer and closer, and they've got to turn the page somehow here.
All right. Thank you both. For more political news and analysis, head over to time.com/politics. Once again, I'm Adam Sorensen, and this is The Call. Tune in next week.